Hi, I'm Ezra. This is Lane and Jelly. They're running the split screen. Yeah, fuck you. Oh, everyone's here.
Welcome to split screen. Yeah, fuck you.
That's we're cool now. Fuck you. Listen.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to fuck you. You know the deal.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to
time for another almost 2 hour long episode of us losing our minds.
No, our last episode was only.
Oh, I was referencing the controller tier list. And then the files were deleted. And then I really just like questioned my life decisions.
That's facts.
You know, ooh, my yar-har-haring has 22 minutes left. Awesome. 21 minutes.
Hey, you know what? It's our last episode we did was only an hour and 20 minutes.
That's true. And that was just us being like, hey, we're still alive. Drugs?
And Lane's a bitch, yeah.
What if we did it again?
Genius.
We can have Will edit it and then just like pop in randomly for no fucking reason and be like, I'm Will.
That's because the editor. That's because the episode was late. Because Will forgot about it.
Hey, yeah. Why did he feel the need to be like, hi?
Well, because it was late. He just wanted to let it know that it wasn't our fault, which I appreciate.
How would people know that it was late?
Because
We were talking about being anticipated a week before the episode was released.
That's true. That's kind of how people would know it was late.
Oh, we were like, wow, I'm really excited for Brilliant Diamond and Pearl as Legends Arceus was rolling out.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like, we're behind the 8 ball. Here's us talking about being excited to play the games we've already 100%ed because we have no lives. Just kidding.
Fuck you, I only 99%ed it.
I got to like, first I got through a majority of the game, then decided to glitch it the fuck out because I thought that was funny. And then I got to like Romanus Park and I'm like, this is too much effort to catch Pokemon that I've caught like 10 times over.
I didn't even fuck with Romanus Park. Like I just explored the underground, got my Scizor and then fucked around, leveled it up and then that was it. I don't know.
You
I wasn't
around,
a fan
found
of
out
remakes.
And put it down.
Yeah. Legends Arceus is great, but the remakes were kind of poo poo.
Yeah, they were. They were pretty. There were a lot of story beats that didn't make a whole lot of sense. There's like, here's this Team Galactic building. You never go into it. It's like, what's Team Galactic doing? I don't know. And then all of a sudden, explosion. There's like.
That's why they should have just remade
it. I'm like, what the fuck? The
story actually made sense.
I mean, apparently they fixed it in Platinum, and I'm like, well, then why not bring those story beats back?
Because they got to sell two games.
They could have had a better story and sold two games. They did it with Heart Gold and Soul Silver. They took parts of Crystal and meshed it with Gold and Silver.
Joey's trying to apply logic to Pokemon again.
I know. I'm sorry. It's all an attempt to make myself feel smarter than I actually am.
Bro, just do what Trent does and watch anime. The deeper complexity of Titan politics.
Oh, that's true. Do we actually want to start something? Or are we just going to keep...
What are we doing,
just...
though?
We did start. This is the episode. This
no,
is going in.
It's not. Like,
no way.
It's
there's no way.
In. As we have said too many things that are not going in.
If we edit the episode, Joey, then we can put anything we want in.
Yeah, you in what time?
That's true.
He has us stymied.
Nah, don't. Just kidding.
We're now a music-oriented podcast. We will only talk about Daft Punk and Weezer and the occasional Taylor Swift cameo. No exceptions. Thank you.
Now you're speaking my language.
That's a morphine
song.
No,
the language I wish we'd speak Monster Hunter, but y'all motherfuckers never bought it, and that's depressing.
You know, I played Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate on the 3DS, at least the demo. Because
I was gonna play. I played the demo, Ezra, for Rise.
Well, the Master Rank 3DS is coming out in summer, so if y'all want to get into it, you gotta get into it soon.
What I mean?
The Master Rank. So there's low rank and high rank, and that's in the base game, and then they release Master Rank, which is much harder, but much more enjoyable as well.
What game is this?
This is Monster Hunter Rise. It's going to become Monster Hunter Sunbreak when that comes out. So you might as well just wait. Well, it's not. It's how Monster Hunter games work is there's always, like, the base game, then that's out for a year, and then they release Master Rank for that game, and then they switch to the other consoles. And then that goes and happens.
Thanks, Capcom. Very cool.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Split Screen. After another extended hiatus, it's me, Lane, and my co-hosts, Joey and Ezra, bringing you another definitely really good episode.
Oh, you know it.
Oh, yeah.
That would imply the other good episodes were ever good.
Yeah, I know one episode that was really good. Everyone loves it.
It started with a number and ended with a two.
Yeah, that's a two. That's the one.
Mm-hmm. Much to your dismay.
That's true.
No, our best episode was the Mario Kart episode.
And that's actually a really good one.
Yeah.
No other fucking answers.
It's really fun. That episode's funny just because of Joey being anti-Baby Park.
Anti-Baby Park, and my roommates keep giving me shit about it, and I refuse. Good. I will stand my ground.
Good opinion.
It is awful in multiplayer. Like, when you're playing with a group of friends, it's fine. Mm-hmm. We're not going to get into this. This is not going to be the whole episode. But in multiplayer, specifically in those, like, you remember, like, the online groups in Mario Kart 7? Where mm-hmm. you could do, like, custom rules and everything? Everybody would always pick Baby Park. And it would be, like, only bombs, awesome. Only green shells. It'd be fucking horrible.
I hate when people use items in Mario Kart. It ruins the fun.
Okay.
No, moving, okay, so,
moving on, because this is an argument I can't win. It's like talking to a tree.
For a bit of background context, it's been a while since we have really talked, the three of us. And because, you know, we've all have school and two of us have jobs and, you know, Ezra's a bum.
Oh hey, God. I can't help it. My scholarship pays for most of my shit.
That's fair. Ezra's just not as broke.
That's Well, he is after his recent decisions.
No, that was a reallocation.
Right, yeah, no. Right. That was a calculated economic purchase.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, I guess we can maybe we can start, I don't know, what have you guys been up to, I guess? That's how we normally start, I guess.
I don't want to talk about that.
Why not?
Well, yeah, I mean, not, I can't talk about it, but it's just school is my only answer, is, you know.
Yeah, well, was that so hard?
Huh?
Was that so hard to say?
Well, yeah, but I didn't want to imply that my life is as boring as you made it seem it was. Yeah, now you feel bad, don't you?
No. I do not.
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay, Ezra's got school. Joey, what about you? What have you been getting up to?
Oh, gee, I don't know. Regretting being a STEM major? No, I'm kidding.
In school?
Yeah, also school, but also work, because I'm not I don't know where I was going with that. Yeah, school, work, and I've been feeding the flames of my retro gaming addiction, and it's siphoning my pocketbook dry, and I don't think I mind.
Do you have a fucking pocketbook? That's sick.
No, I'm not that bougie. I just have a wallet. Like a real man. I got a wallet.
No, you're not a real man until you have the same wallet for like 15 years. It's fucking falling apart.
I've had the same wallet since I was like 12 years old.
Well, it's not 15 years yet, is it?
Well, I'm a little baby bitch, so I don't know what to tell you other than bide your time. That's I'll be true. Legal for you someday.
Okay.
Ooh, okay then.
But I did get a pretty nice Street Fighter controller recently, which I was very happy about.
That is unironically actually cool, you know. Lane, can you pull that up for the audience to see?
Yeah, sure. Here it is.
Yeah. Can y'all see this cool controller?
Make sure you react with your Kappa, Pog, Champ.
Joey, this is too much of a reach. You're making yourself look old.
Yeah, we're boomers now. We don't have
TikTok.
Well, wait, do y'all have TikTok?
I do.
I don't.
Lane has a TikTok?
Yo, how do you think I saw you on TikTok?
That's right. Yeah. Hi, Dia. If Dia ever listens to this. Hi, Dia.
But yeah, no, I got one just sort of to watch stuff, because sometimes they're funny.
They're funny, and then Lane saw me.
I did.
My roommate sends me a bunch of them, and it's just okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just too old. Yeah, I don't get the humor anymore. Yeah, I am 20 days older than you guys.
You are not 20 days older than me.
I'm 20 days older than Joey, and he's the only one that matters.
Okay.
Well, you're rude. Your first fault.
First of all.
Well, first of all, that was just me.
Well.
But, I mean, yeah. To get back on... Like, yeah. Oh, go ahead, Joey.
I feel like to kind of recap and bring us back to kind of what we talk about best. What in the world has happened since last November in the world of video juegos? Because it's been a freaking lot.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
Let me think.
Well, I mean, the big one, and the one that I am actively playing is Elden Ring. That's a pretty big game. I mean, basically the entire gaming community was waiting for that one. It's a really cool factoid that Dark Souls 3 and its entire 5 years life cycle sold like 10 million copies. Elden Ring sold like 12 million copies in like the first month. So that's a cool little factoid. Yeah.
It's wild.
It's insane.
I mean, I guess it's like, it's either on track or it is one of the best reviewed games ever, I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
And like, that's crazy because of how recent it is, but.
Yeah, I feel like the entire industry has just been like on its tippy toes waiting for that game to release, and it was just all hell broke loose.
Yeah.
And I have not been spoiled of it yet. I have not bought it. I want to.
So anyway, the entire plot line is...
And but that's the moment where Ezra got fired.
Yeah, I just got kicked off a split screen. Hi, my replacement. You guys need an attractive fat guy with good jokes to replace me, so
that's right.
Good luck.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll have to figure something out.
But that's gonna
be a hard act to top.
I don't think it's a perfect game, but it's a lot of fun. If you like Dark Souls 3, you're going to like Elden Ring. If you didn't like Dark Souls 3, you're not going to like Elden Ring. It's the best way I can put it.
Okay, it's just Ezra. I've got an Elden Ring question for you.
Mm-hmm.
So as you both know, I've never really played the Souls games before. I've played like a little bit of Bloodborne. That's about it. I
played a half hour of Bloodborne, and that was really entertaining.
It was not. But I've been told by some people that Elden Ring is a good place to start. Would you agree with that statement?
You see, I think about this the same way I think with Legends Arceus, where the game is just so user-friendly, let's just say, and is like the pinnacle of the series so far. So if you start there, I don't think you'd be able to go back and properly enjoy the other games because they don't have the quality of life. They don't have the tightness and everything. Like, if you go back and try to play Dark Souls 1, it's clunky as hell compared to Dark Souls 3, even. And Elden Ring makes Dark Souls 3 feel clunky. I know, Joey. I'm sorry, all right? I'm just saying. All right. Well, here, I'll say it with Pokemon. Like, if you go back and try to play, like, I'm going to say Gen 4, classic Gen 4, and then you play something like Legends Arceus, like, it's completely different vibe, and the controls are completely different and everything. I will say, I think there's a lot of cheese in this game. Like, so I think on the whole it's easier, but I enjoyed my time with this way more than I enjoyed it with Dark Souls 3, and I love Dark Souls 3. I still like Bloodborne more, though, but I think that's because Bloodborne was literally the perfect aesthetic for my personal opinion, so. But, no, I would recommend anybody who's willing to try. The game is hard, and you are going to die a lot. But it's not like I'm not going to be one of those get gooders like some people we know or anybody like that. Anybody can play the game and enjoy it if you're willing to put the time into it. Is the best way to describe it.
Yeah, because like I've been thinking about it, and I'm like, do I want to pick it up at some point? And the answer is kind of yeah. But at the same time, it's like I want to have the time to dedicate to it and all that. Because I know, obviously, like, you can't just spawn in and blast through it no matter how skilled you are. It's just not how it's going to work.
No, I played through Dark Souls 3, like, 7 times on one character and 3 times on another character. And I still struggled with some of the bosses in this game. Most bosses I beat on the first, second, or third try. There's a couple bosses that it took me like a good 2 hours just sitting against that one boss. So, but they're optional, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you if you don't do any of the optional stuff and just try to beat the game, I think it's like a 60-hour game. But if you like take your time and explore, I think it's up to like a 120-hour game.
I'd believe it.
Yeah.
That's a but long game.
You know, it is a long game. This was my spring break.
Yeah.
Your whole spring break?
No, I spent time with my family and visited like Riley, but other than that, it was just and then I wanted to hang out with the boys and no one said anything. And then on the 2 days I couldn't hang out, everyone was like, yo, let's hang out. Even though I sat on the ass all week. Screwed up.
It's okay, Ezra, at least you were there.
I wasn't.
Well, no, but you were like home.
Oh yeah, yeah. Your spring break was a week after, right?
It was a week after, yeah.
That's Nazi kuka.
I just went along with it.
Okay. I don't know. It is what, 2 o'clock in the morning?
It is not.
It is close.
You are rounding incorrectly.
That's true.
This explains a lot of my test answers.
Oh, that got too real, Ezra. Come on, man. Rounding you can't do
errors,
that to me.
All right, rounding errors in physics are the worst thing ever, because if you don't keep track of your sig figs, you're like always like 20 digits off, and you did all your math right. It's just
you didn't care about sig figs. I thought that was more of a chemist thing.
Well, in my class, it is, because we use mastering physics, and if you're a fucking decimal place off, it does not care, and all answers have to be to the fourth decimal place, if that's like there, you know what I mean?
That's awful.
Yeah.
I don't wish that upon my worst enemy. I don't make enemies.
I mean,
yeah.
Well,
does anyone actually like actively make any enemies anymore?
Yeah,
I feel like we're all too tired.
Aquatic ruin zone in Sonic 2. Okay,
Sonic 2 is well known for making enemies.
Okay, little mini rant. I was playing this game with one of my roommates. Hi, Alex. It was I think it was like past midnight. The one day I was like really tired. It was a Friday night, or no, Saturday night. Just got back from like a football game, and I got to the third stage of Sonic 2, which is the Aquatic Ruin Zone. It's a really cool level, really cool music, really cool water effects and stuff. There's a particular spot in the level where you can go through the floor, and my sleep deprived ass was just going insane until I lost all three of my lives, and then I was just insanely upset. It was the weirdest mix of emotions I've ever felt in my life, and I never want to feel it again.
It was because of Sonic.
It's because of fucking Sonic.
I feel like a lot of people have weird emotions about Sonic, but it's not like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it normally is on websites that start with rule and end with 4.
That's true.
I was thinking 4chan, but okay.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Speaking of Sonic 2, did you guys see that for the second Sonic movie, they made a poster in a similar style as the box art?
You mean the box art that I'm looking at right now?
Yes.
Actually furry.
I've seen the furry controllers, yeah.
Is that real? Yeah. Is that not a meme?
No, it's going to be real.
No.
Yeah, there but is, imagine Joey. The people who buy those all Cheeto dust. That controller is actually going to smell like body rot.
Moving swiftly onward from the world of Chewbacca fuzzy controllers.
Moving on.
And Sonic.
Fuzzy controllers is the theme of this episode.
No, it isn't. No, it's not.
Hey, controllers?
That should be the name of this episode.
Controllers?
Late night.
That should be the title. Fuzzy controllers.
Fuzzy controllers. Speaking of, you know, I think we're going to, next time we do a tier list, we'll have to rank the fuzzy controllers.
Oh, yeah. The honorable mention S
tier. What do you mean honorable mention? That's like S plus tier.
Honorable mention is like the plug and play controllers.
Oh, yeah.
You guys remember those?
I do.
I saw a plug and play system for like Madden 95, and it was just like a Genesis controller, but it was only Madden 95. It was the weirdest thing.
Nice.
I didn't know they made them that far back.
I love Madden 95.
What's your guys' favorite Genesis song?
Misunderstanding. Wait,
Misunderstanding.
Is that a Genesis song?
Solar career more, to be honest.
It is. I like Misunderstanding.
What, you like Phil Collins' solo stuff?
I'm just saying that because I don't know the name of any Genesis songs. I'm sorry.
Misunderstanding.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I guess I'll go with Misunderstanding. Yeah, nice. Totally original thought.
NSP did a cover of it.
Who the fuck is
Which
NSP?
Which cover album?
I think the first one.
Really?
I think
Bro,
so.
Bro, we did a complete 180. Like Joey didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
No, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, Joey is from Under the Covers 1.
How did I not know that?
You might just not have known it was a Genesis song.
I could have been like, it's a 80s group that I don't know. Moving on.
Yeah, that's true.
Happens a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, Kirby. We need to talk about Kirby.
We do need to talk about Kirby.
I have played the first three worlds of... first three worlds of the new Kirby game. Honestly, it's a bit of a letdown.
Yeah?
No, I'm kidding.
No. You're about to make me really sad.
It is a bit of a letdown in the sense that I thought it was going to be Super Kirby Odyssey. Mm-hmm. But after playing the demo, I realized it was more of like a Super Kirby 3D Land. You know, but that's on me. My expectations were different than what the game actually was. Well, that's the game's fault.
The promotional material was a little misleading.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Although I will say, and I think I can speak for all of us, like, I mean, personally, I really enjoyed the demo a lot. I thought they nailed it.
Dude, the game only gets more fun from the demo. Seriously? I do have one. Yeah, no, deadass. All the mouthful modes are so funny and hilarious and are actually, like, really fun gameplay-wise. Like, there's one where, like, you're a staircase and there's, like, a whole challenge room where it was just filled with all the staircases and you had to get them to the right spots and everything. It was just a lot of fun. Like,
Lane and I were freaking out at some of the mouthful modes.
We were... Joey and I played the demo and I was Kirby, so, like, I think my favorite was the vending machine, just because I was shooting cans at people. But I also did like the car as well.
The car was funny.
Kirby car is genuinely fun. It's ring mouth, I think it's called. Like when you eat like a tire and you shoot air. That one's probably my favorite because I was geeking the fuck out when I got on a boat and then I could like shoot myself forward. I was laughing so hard. But I do have one major issue with the game, and it's something you guys actually have experience with. I do not like how they handled co-op. I feel like it feels like the ultimate little brother mode, if you know what I mean. Like, Waddle Dee can't do anything, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he can.
Well, I mean, but compared to Kirby, like, he can't do the mouthful modes. He can't copy abilities. He's stuck with the spear, you know what I mean? And then, you can't even walk away from Kirby as him. He'll just teleport back to Kirby. So
Lane and I were running into that problem.
Yeah, I will say that's sort of the issue I have with the co-op is it feels like you can't, like there should be a greater distance you should be able to go.
Yeah, and I mean the way they do the camera and everything, it doesn't go very well. But I was having fun with it.
How he rides on Kirby's back when he's the car, and then Myron was having fun throwing spears everywhere.
Well, Joey was doing like the helicopter thing with the spear.
Mm-hmm. I think we were melting boss health bars.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, he's great at fighting, but that's, like, all he can do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But still, no. Yeah, it's still cool, but it's not enough, if that makes any sense. I would definitely have preferred if they just did what they did and returned to Dreamland, where you could play as different color Kirby's.
You could play as different color Kirby's?
There was an option to either play as Meta Knight, Spear D, or King Dedede, or play as different color Kirby's if you wanted to. Which my little brother loved to do. Well, he was younger at the time because he would love to suck me up and shoot me at enemies when I wasn't paying attention. So playing Kirby's together has kind of been like a thing we've done all the time, and kind of upsetting because he wasn't having that much fun as Waddle D with the spear. So
yeah,
but I will say we did have a blast. There was a level in the third kingdom where you have to get one of the hidden Waddle Dees, you have to like drive the car really fast. Mm-hmm. Like it's on a track and you only have 50 seconds. And he was making himself laugh hysterical because he was riding on the back of Kirby car and just spamming spears. And he's like, I'll build up our momentum. And he was still having fun, but it wasn't, I don't know how to describe it. It's poorly implemented in my personal opinion. But
yeah, that's fair.
It's fun. I was having a blast when I was playing by myself. He was enjoying it when he was playing by himself. And, you know, we were enjoying it. We were playing together. It's an adorable game. And you could tell, like, a lot of love and care went into it.
As with most mainline Kirby games.
Mm-hmm.
They're very adorable. True. They make me happy. I have
and the Kirby graphics,
but I'm looking at right now.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. The game looks really, really good.
Presentation, at least from like what I saw in the, like the promotional material and the demo, is gorgeous.
Yeah, no. The best kingdom aesthetically was definitely the Water Kingdom so far because the water looks fantastic. Water, yeah, a Switch game where water actually looks good. Surprise.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I've said it before, but I was shocked that I was genuinely in the modern day excited for a Kirby game to come out. And then like it was really good. Like, I loved the demo. I had a lot of fun. So it's like, it's just nice, you know?
I think my favorite thing they implemented in the game is the upgrading copy abilities. I like that a lot because it, well, provides longevity to the game. But they also shrunk, like, there's not that many copy abilities. I think there's, like, 11 in the game. Like, there's not that many, but when you keep in mind that each one of those has three upgrades, and the thing is, some upgrades are straight-up upgrades, but some upgrades change how the power works, and if you don't like that, you can still equip the other ones. So technically, it's actually, like, 33 powers, and, you know, it's actually pretty cool. It's fun. I would highly recommend to the both of you. I know we're kind of short on time for that kind of thing, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. I can set aside a decent amount of time for a Kirby game, I think.
Apparently it's short. It's only like 10 hours.
Really?
Well, yeah, that's why I actually stopped playing it, because I wanted to, like, you know, take my time and enjoy it. So I got to the third world that's like an amusement park, and I was like chilling. I'll play some more Elden Ring.
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice break from a game like Elden Ring. Like, Elden Ring and, like, FromSoft games in general just, like, kick your ass. And then you can go to, like, a Kirby game where you don't have to, like, think.
That's true.
That's the best way to describe it. It's a perfect game for, like, anybody who lives a stressful life. And it doesn't find things like Animal Crossing enjoyable, like me. I couldn't get into it.
No, I can't do idle simulators. That's boring. I have to have something to, like, actually do instead of get scammed on my turnips.
Don't even get me started on the turnips.
It's kind of like what I found in Streets of Rage, except Streets of Rage is just a little more slightly infuriating.
Really? Yeah. The game called Streets of Rage. It causes rage.
Who would have caused rage? It's just interesting 1991 hitboxes.
That's why I don't get the retro game love. Like, I don't have it because I feel like old games are too hard for me to play. You know what I mean?
But I also have
old man hands, so.
Yeah, that's true.
There is a point where, like, mechanics get, like, a little too, like, sophisticated and are just too jank and too old, and, like, some of the programming's awful. But I will say, games like Streets of Rage and, like, games that hold up today, like, I've never played a beat-em-up before Streets of Rage. I freaking adore it. Like, the controls are so tight. The music's phenomenal. It's fun. There's just a certain charm about it.
Yeah.
No, I like beat-em-ups. I used to play them all the time on the, what was it? There was one, I forget what it was called. I think it might have actually been Streets of Rage. Now I think about it, on my mom's, like, OG Nintendo that she had. Like, the first Nintendo. I forget what it was called, but I played it out a lot. I played, like, the first Dragon? Ninja Gaiden. No, I didn't beat the first Ninja Gaiden. I played the first level over and over again. I was a kid. I couldn't beat it.
I know someone who did beat Ninja Gaiden.
Not as a kid, though, as an adult.
That's true.
Joey, I don't think there's any world where any of the people in this call will ever be considered an adult. We're all kind of children.
Yeah, a bit.
Hell, Lane doesn't even pay his own rent.
I don't have rent, Ezra.
You don't have rent?
No, I have, like, a fixed cost per semester.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Rent? No, I got monthly rent, man. That's $650 a month. And my landlord doesn't even bother texting me. He texts my dad because he knows my dad's the one who pays him.
Jeez.
Bro, you want to know how bad it is? We had a problem with our radiator, right? Mm-hmm. 2 months back. And I tried calling Pashad 4 times. That's my landlord. I tried to call him 4 times. No answer. I text my dad, can you call Pashad? Apparently, Pashad answered my dad right away.
That's insane.
Yeah, my dad was like, yo, like, you gotta talk to him about this. I was fucking trying. Like, I don't know what to tell you. I can't exactly walk to his house. Rent is not fun.
Lane's in a nice dorm, though.
That's true. Joey did see my dorm.
Bro, he does have nice blinds.
That's true. No, let me tell you something stupid they did. So, Joey, you were here, and you saw how I opened my door I swipe my card at the door, I come in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty standard. They replaced those locks with these stupid Bluetooth locks. So it's like through an app on your phone, and it's this whole process, and it has to, like, search to find the lock, and then it'll open, and you turn the little thing and the door opens. It's so annoying, and it's a waste of time.
It sounds like a massive pain in the ass.
That's like, here's the thing, it's like...
Either that's really stupid, or we're really old.
No, everyone I've talked to about it thinks it's so dumb. But it's like, and at some point, it's like, okay, yeah, these are the things that are concerning me. Oh no, they switched the lock. But it's like, it's just such an unnecessary inconvenience.
No. You don't have to apologize for feeling inconvenienced by an obvious inconvenience. You know what I mean? That isn't like you're a boomer and you're complaining about nothing. They actually made it harder for you to get in the building for no reason. If anything, I feel like having a coded key card is more secure than a Bluetooth code that someone can get.
That was my argument. Plus, they removed like the deadbolt from the door. So it's like before you used to be able to bolt your door if you wanted an extra level of security. You can't do that anymore. So it's like you only have the Bluetooth lock and that's it.
That's kind of scary. I would hate that. It's really easy to spoof a Bluetooth signal.
That was my thought. Yeah. I don't even know that much about like that sort of stuff, but I figured I was just common sense.
Yo, Joe, you want to break into Elaine's house to steal his shit?
Well, okay. And what makes it even more. What makes it even more annoying is, and Joey, you know because you've been there, but so up the hall from my room, there's a set of doors.
Mm-hmm.
You still have to swipe your card at that set of doors and to enter the building. So you swipe your card at that set of doors, then while walking toward your room, you have to get your phone out, open the app, and put your card away. And it's like, why?
This sounds like Lane's supervillain origin story.
This is what all set me off.
Yeah, he'll turn into the real-life equivalent of Dr. Doofenshmirtz.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, and his life goal would be eliminate Bluetooth.
Yes. No, I like Bluetooth a lot.
Did y'all actually ever watch Phineas and Ferb when you were kids?
Yeah, it was like my favorite show growing up.
Do you remember the episode where he was like, he always had the flashbacks? Do you remember the episode where he's like, and my own parents didn't even bother showing up to my birth?
Yep, I do remember that. That's a classic. In my head. Yeah, no, that's a good one. But yeah, I mean,
that show was special.
Phineas and Ferb, it's really nice because when I was home for spring break, my siblings, that's all they were watching was Phineas and Ferb. And I was like, for once, I feel like I'm happy with what you're doing.
That's actually why I started playing Pokemon Y. I felt like I needed some nostalgia. Like, you know, for some reason, that's the Pokemon game I'm the most nostalgic for.
That's a good one. Although I do think Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire is where like I personally hit my stride, at least in terms of like me getting super into it, like middle school and stuff. That was a good time. Mm-hmm. Competitive? Wow, at its peak. Until everybody started hacking.
Yeah, that's that Gen Y got me into it, because that's what Greninja's hidden ability is like what made me realize like about stab and like how that was so effective, and you know what I mean? Like, so that's what got me into competitive Pokemon, like you said. And then Mega Rayquaza was in Omega Ruby. I feel like Pokemon Y is what I'm nostalgic for, but I feel like Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire is, like, probably, in my opinion, the best modern Pokemon games.
I'd agree with that one.
For the traditional Pokemon experience. Like, Legends Arceus is a lot of fun and a great game, but it's not a traditional Pokemon experience. So.
No, it's very different, and I think it kind of had to be made.
Yeah. And then when they figured out people loved it, they're like, let's drop the Gen 9 trailer. We know they're going to like it.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Bro, I forgot they just dropped the Gen 9.
The starters actually look good.
Okay, don't get me started on the duck. The duck is adorable.
Complete honesty, like... I also kind of thought... Like, complete honesty, I know we have some friends that do not share the sentiment. And I think I've talked about this with one of you guys, but...
It was me.
We didn't get a whole lot in the trailer, but it looks really promising. I mean, it looks there's already a lot of effort that went into it.
Agreed. It's not perfect, but, you know...
I mean, yeah, but...
It could look a lot better, but the whole trailer just reads like they're like, okay, we want you to see what the next big thing is. It's not like, okay, this is coming out tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, Ezra, you said, I think you brought this up, but there was one point in the trailer where it zooms in on a Magnemite.
Oh, yeah.
And it has, like, a metallic shine on it.
Yeah, the texture on it looked fantastic.
Yeah, and it's like, that's so cool, because that's a way we've never really seen that Pokemon before.
Yeah, it's always looked like plastic. They've always had the same mesh, but, like, they're actually changing the Pokemon textures. Like, if you look at Lucario in the trailer, he's fuzzy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really cool stuff like that.
It's like, I think they're trying to have a stronger attention to detail.
That's what it
Which
looks
is like. Nice.
I really wish they would have let Bandai Namco do the art design for Pokemon, like after Pokken Tournament.
Oh my god, mm-hmm. Pokken models guys, look fantastic to this day.
That came out on the Wii U, guys.
I know.
That was like, amazing.
I can't get over how good most of them look. Like how Scizor looks, how he shines mm-hmm. in the certain lighting. Yeah, they really should. But it's also Nintendo and Game Freak. They'll never let anyone work on the actual games.
No, but they did. That is true. Freaking, what's the name of the developer that did Pokemon Home and then did Brilliant Diamond Shining Pearl?
I was about to say Pokemon Home doesn't count, but Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl definitely do count. But being yeah. how those were treated, like literally, the games were like, they didn't even announce that you could get Arceus in the game. With if you beat the main story of Legends Arceus in BDSP, they didn't even announce that. I found out through fucking Reddit. Like
I know, like, I have to buy another game. Practically 100% that game in order to get an event Pokemon.
Yeah, of course.
Come on, guys. I know it's Arceus, but
it really should just be if you have the save data.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think so.
Well, that's how you got fucking Darkrai, I'm pretty sure, was you had no, it was Shaymin you had to have.
No, Shaymin was the letter, wasn't it?
Or the sword on your Switch, and then Darkrai is if you had BDSP on your Switch.
Oh, you're talking about Legends Arceus.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Shaymin. Those were like Brilliant actual quest lines,
which was actually pretty cool. It wasn't like, go here, catch this Pokemon. Someone was like, yo, we have a problem. We need you to come check it out. And then you go and check out the problem. Then you could get the Pokemon. Like, it was like a little event thing. It was actually kind of fun.
Or you can do extensive research on like the day one patch of the game and figure out how to go out of bounds and get yourself a Shaymin. Not me.
Yeah, you could always do that. You
could do that just because you're bored of the regular game and you want to break things before you have to update.
Yeah.
Honestly, that could be a whole episode about the fucking BDSP remakes and how they're an utter letdown.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Especially for someone who loves Gen 4 like me.
Hey, that could be.
Potential episode. Oh my god, foreshadowing audience? About Poggers?
Maybe. Maybe. How long have we been going, yeah. Lane?
I have absolutely no idea.
I feel like it's been an interesting
I think it's been video. Almost an hour, yeah. at least.
I appreciate our audience who has been sitting and listening to us, or sitting or doing whatever, listening to us ramble for almost an hour.
Listen to our actual now 2 a.m. rant.
It is almost 2.
That's actually facts. I feel like Pokemon, I was really optimistic at the beginning of the year, because we had so many new things. And then I was disappointed a little bit because of BDSP. I have bought Legends. I have not played it yet. But I think that'll get my excitement back up to where it was. Oh, right Legends, in time for Scarlet and Violet.
Legends is called. A fun but flawed game is the best way I can put it. It was new. And to be honest,
right.
It's kind of crazy they did something new. I was expecting to just get the same game over and over again for the rest of my life. But nope. And the starters for Gen 9 look actually good, unlike Gen 8.
Yeah, I think so.
Does anyone think that the Gen 8 starters are, like, the best? Like, does anyone actually, like them no. compared to other starters? Or are they just serviceable?
Here's the thing. You could, in my opinion, make a case for, like, Sobble being your favorite starter. It's like, I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Sobble is really cute. It's like, okay, fair.
The rest of it's
But
long.
As a whole...
No.
As a whole line,
oh, God.
Sobble loses all appeal the second it evolves once.
Yeah. Yep, honestly, probably puberty. The worst starter in my personal opinion. But, you know, every Pokemon's mm-hmm. someone's favorite, so I don't like bashing it. And I don't want to offend any of the 6 people who listen to us.
That's true.
Actually, no, that I can't say that. You we have more than 6 people.
The Philippines.
Yeah, the 1% from the Philippines. Let's go.
Woot woot.
That's hype.
But, we got rich Filipinos in our audience.
Money? That'd be nice.
Yeah, that's true.
We should start a Patreon, and then me, you, and Joey that? Could all donate to the Patreon, and then we just all pay each other, and then it becomes a tax write-off, and then this is just money laundering.
I love laundry.
I like the way you think.
I love laundry. When my girlfriend wears it, it makes me happy.
Okay.
I think that I think that's a sign.
That is,
I think that's a sign that we should call it.
But how is that the sign that we should call it? Our inconclusive pre-podcast banter.
I don't know that I should explain that to you.
Correct. To be fair, our pre-podcast banter was significantly worse. However,
we're slipping back into it.
No, surely not.
No.
I don't know. Is there any are there any other games or anything that we could talk about before we close it off?
I don't know. Like Mason, it's right. I mean, yeah, what? I was about to say most of the things I was excited for already came out, except maybe the Mario Kart 8 DLC tracks.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm only buying that pack if they put Waluigi Pinball in it.
I'm hoping they do.
Like, that's literally the only track I cared about besides Coconut Mall, so.
Yep.
Hey, repeat listeners, guess who still does not own Mario Kart 8 Deluxe?
Joey doesn't have to kiss her. Wait.
So.
Yeah, didn't it go on sale?
Yeah, it did.
Did it? I thought so.
A couple weeks ago. Like, I think 3.
For how much?
I think it was, like, I want to say $35.
I gotta find a frog.
Oh, God, I've never wanted to be a frog so bad in my life.
I guess, because I do have the tracks. I was playing them over spring break.
Oh, yeah, give us some insight.
So, if you're, like, and this is a complaint I've seen on, like, Reddit and stuff.
Ew, Reddit, gross.
I know. But it's, like, I feel like a lot of people were expecting, for some reason, they had, like, these lofty expectations. At the end of
Nintendo
the day,
Nintendo fans having lofty expectations. Well,
but the most frequent things I would see were these tracks are boring or they're bland. But it's like, yeah, it's like it's not to like this is the notable one. It's Coconut Mall. It is literally just pulled straight from the Wii. There's some.
I've seen that
so
a lot.
I personally really enjoyed them.
So I just completely agree with you.
So what I was saying before Craig left is. I was just going to go through some of the tracks that are new. I would say standouts are Coconut Mall, obviously. It's really best fun.
Mario tracks ever.
Yeah. And then there's like Ninja Hideaway. That's a really vibrant track. It's really, really cool. So if you're interested in Mario Kart, if you want to play these old tracks and some new ones thrown in, because they're not all old tracks, some of them are new, I would suggest it. I think at the end of it, especially if they add Waluigi Pinball, it will definitely be worth it.
I mean, it doubles the amount of tracks in the game for mm-hmm. not even half the price of the game. That's pretty,
yeah.
pretty damn good.
Yeah, 100%. So, like, you know, if you like Mario Kart, it's basically you're just getting another whole game for less money. So it's, I mean, I would argue it's worth it, especially yeah. if you already bought the N64 and Genesis packs, because then you get it for free, so you have no excuse to not try it.
This is true. I forgot about
yeah.
that.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, but it's I mean, in I the think... woods lane.
Huh? What?
I didn't hear what you said. Yeah, but it's live in the woods.
I mean, I think that might be... I know we had the issues with the recording bot again, but I don't know, I think that might be... I mean, that's all I have. I know Mario Kart is where I was prepared to end it, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm tired.
Yeah.
Hi, tired.
Got him.
Hey, cutie.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right.
All right, so I guess to close it out, I need my phone. I forget what
yeah,
our...
Yeah, why don't you ask the audience a question? See if anyone right. actually still remembers who we are. If we fade into the realms of internet obscurity.
I'm unforgettable.
That's true.
Yeah.
So,
unforgettable.
I guess a question. Man, maybe just like what games either have come out or will come out are you excited for? I think I'm just curious about that, I think.
Yeah.
I'm not. Fuck them kids.
Okay, well.
It's a good thing you don't have the Instagram handle.
It's true.
Yeah, I would be so fucking mean to the people on our Instagram. I'd be like, I'm excited, so I want to use Fight Coco in Pokemon Violet. It's like, cool, nobody fucking asked you.
Yeah, but so just like, I'll post a story thing whenever this episode goes out. Just like, let us know what games you're looking forward to.
Yeah.
Yeah, do that.
Also, I know none of you have seen it, but our podcast description on Instagram used to say new episodes Tuesday. I switched it to new episodes occasionally.
I think that should that's the one.
Well, see, we got college. You know, I hope most people understand that. It's not like we're lazy fucks. I mean, we are lazy fucks.
Yeah.
But, like, we got college, and you know, this is actually the first time Lane's talked to me since the divorce. It's kind of nice.
That's true. You know, technically, this is a breach of the court mandated separation, but
wait,
I think it can be allowed this one time. Joey, don't worry about it.
Yeah, Joey, don't worry about it. Just know that I have like no visitation rights because the court always sides with the woman.
Man, that's fucked.
I know.
Yeah. So, I guess with that, Instagram, follow us there at SplitScreenCast. Very epic. Or I guess
can do whatever you want.
Really. I guess you don't have to. I'd like it if you
did. If you just sat and listened to us for 2 hours, is it really that big of a deal to make an Instagram and follow the account? Probably that's not. True.
Right, Ezra? No.
I realized that as I was saying it. Yes.
And then also
escape.
There's also, if you head over to Twitter, at @split_screenpod. That's the Twitter that I made, and we don't use, but maybe we will use it.
Yeah, tweet us your favorite furry controller pictures, or sexy Wookiee pictures.
Yeah, tweet us your favorite sexy Wookiee pictures. But so...
this could only end well.
But yeah, I think with that out, it's been nice to get to do this again because it's been so long.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the last episode we recorded, it was like a week before BDSP released, and then that episode didn't release until December, so it was at least a couple weeks before we actually released that episode. So it's been...
Yeah.
It's been like 2.5-3 months since we've recorded an episode.
I'd say about 2.5.
Yeah.
At least. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so you know, everyone.
If you guys start paying us, maybe we'll actually come back more more consistently. You know?
That'll be the motivation.
We have a Patreon at
That's not true.
No, this is false.
Oh.
We should get a Patreon.
Okay, wait. Something else I just want to throw into the end of this episode. I've been thinking about this for a while. In a couple months, Split Screen will officially hit its 1 year anniversary.
Oh, that's sad.
We should get merch. But I was thinking, maybe we can do something where we hop on a Twitch stream, we do an episode live, and then that would be uploaded to Spotify just like our other stuff, but we could just have a more casual, long episode, just reminiscing. We talked about it a little bit before we started this one, but just like reminiscing, talking about stuff about the podcast and all that. I think it could be fun.
That'd be fun. People in our chat could join in and ask us questions.
That's what I mean. Like, I think it'd be awesome. Really cool to get some engagement from people. But so,
last engagement didn't work out well. I'm sorry. I'm done. No, you're good.
But I guess this is just something. Like it is an arc. That's very true.
And Ezra marriage and divorce arc. I love
it. But if that's something you'd be interested in, I guess you can also just let us know. Because, I mean, I've been thinking about it for a while. Because I thought it was a really fun idea.
I mean, one of my favorite things we've ever done was the Max Raid Den video.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it didn't really work out well.
Correct.
It was fun to do in the moment.
Yeah.
But so, and maybe there will be
fewer YouTubers over podcasters.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that's a lot harder.
Yeah, for sure. And maybe who knows?
It's much nicer sometimes to just sit and talk to your friends.
Right. And maybe we'll do more game stuff in the future. Who knows?
Yeah, let us know what you want from us, people. We're kind of dumbasses. We need guidance.
Only yeah, but so, hey, you know, who knows? At this rate, the next episode you see from us will be that live stream at this current rate.
Nah, we should try to become more consistent. I think we should make an effort.
I think so, too. It's just, it's so tough.
It is.
Because it's like, it's hard to balance, like, you know, all of us having our jobs or school or social lives.
Yeah.
And like,
what fucking social life do we have? That.
Yeah, well, I guess not, but you know.
This is our social life.
That's
I know.
That's true. But this outro sort of carried on longer than I had anticipated, so.
George Foreman. I am in a completely different train of thought.
Oh my goodness.
Did you know he made
a grill? I want a grill again. It's been a while. I can't have a grill at my place.
Yeah.
This is an awful outro.
This is really bad. But yeah, so answer that question. Give us any suggestions you have. Anything you want to see or hear or whatever. Let us know.
If you want a grilling live stream, we'll grill for you.
If you want a grilling, that'd be really funny.
That would be amazing.
A grilling live stream.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, you know, just like let us know. And with that, I mean, I'm done. So
I'm done. I'm tired.
You're done. I'm done.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for watching. This has been Split Screen again.
Signing off for the last time ever.
That's not true.
He lies.
Signing off for now.
Bye-bye.
Where's the Marvel post-credit scene? How do we do that with a podcast?
Good question.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.